Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the certainty of death as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranur 366 penned by the poet Kodamanar. The verse is situated in the category of Kanjithinai or defense and instructs a leader about the way to be. விழுக்கடிப்பு அரைந்த முழுக்குரல் முரசம் ஒழுக்குடை மருங்கின் ஒரு முழித்து ஆக அரவு எரி உருமின் உரறுபு சிலைப்ப ஒருதாம் ஆகிய பெருமையோரும் தம் புகழ் நெறியி சென்று மாய்ந்தனரே. அதனால் அறவோன் மகனே மறவோர் செம்மால் நின்னொன்று உரைப்ப கேண்மதி. நின் ஊற்றம் பிறர் அறியாது பிறர் கூறிய மொழி தெரியா ஞாயிற்று எல்லை ஆழ்வினைக்கு உதவி இரவின் எல்லை வருவது நாடி உரைத்திசின் பெரும நன்றும் உளவு ஒளி பெரும் பகடு அழித்தின்றாங்கு செங்கன் மகளிரோடு சிறுதுணி அலை அம்கள் தேரல் ஆய்களத்து உகுப்ப கெடல் அருந்திரவ மடை வேண்டுனர்க்கு இடையருகாது அவள் வேண்டுனர்க்கு இடையருளி விடை வீழ்த்து சூடு கிழிப்ப நீர்நிலை பெருத்த வார்மணல் அடைகரை காவுதொரும் இழைத்த வெறியையர் களத்தின் இடங்கெடத் தொகுத்த விடையின் மடங்கள் உண்மை மாயமோ அன்றே. Yet again, a royal person is presented with the facts of life. The poet's words can be translated as follows. As a deep-throated drum is struck by a huge stick, as it moves amidst the disciplined rows and echoes in a single voice, akin to how thunder that destroys snakes resounds, there have been men with great pride and fame who rule the world single-handedly. After instilling their fame, they have gone and perished. And so, the son of the just, O brave warrior, I will say one thing to you, please listen. Not letting others see your strength and understanding the meaning behind the words said by others, helping others in their tasks of the day, waiting for what the night brings, speak words of wisdom, O Lord. Akin to how a huge bull, which blows hard during the day, feeds in the eve, with red-eyed maiden, delight a little and drink the well-chosen toddy brought by them, O leader, with plenty. To those who desire meat, fell goats and ceaselessly give the roasted meat, and to those who desire food, offer rice. On the sands near the water bodies in the orchards, where fields have been set aside for very rituals, akin to how the goats brought there are bound to die, this is certain. There can be no illusion here. Let's delve into the details. The poet starts, as is the usual case in such poems, by talking about other great and famous kings who lived before, who ruled over a great expanse under their single rule and made their drum resound all over the land, akin to how thunder resounds in the skies. These kings are dead and gone, the poet informs the listening leader. And then goes on to instruct him to hide his strength from others and to perceive the inner meanings of people's words and speak words of wisdom, helping the workers of the day. Then the poet turns from justice to the other two tenets of this philosophy, which is pleasure, by eating and delighting in the company of maiden, and finally generosity, towards which the poet instructs the king to give ceaselessly meat and rice to those who come seeking. All this is to be done because, just as how death will surely come for the rows of goats assembled for the very rituals on sandy shores of rivers by priests, the same death comes for all people without fail, the poet concludes. The interesting element in this rendition of Death Strike is the comparison of human lives to those of the goats slaughtered for those religious rituals. It must have been a humbling thought for these kings to see that no matter their wealth, their fame and their conquests, they are no different from the goats waiting to be killed. Maybe it's this dose of reality from the words of poets that kept these ancient Tamil kings in a grounded and less authoritarian attitude, something markedly different from the I am God motto of royal personalities in many other parts of the world, as history informs us. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.